This is Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors, sponsored by Diaz Beverages, your Anheuser-Busch distributor in Paul Bunyan Country. Ace on the Lake on Lake Bemidji's South Shore. Bonded Lock and Key, your home for Liberty Sakes. Pepsi Nye Bottling of Bemidji. Timberline Sporting Convenience in Black Duck and Clearbrook Electric. Well, today on Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors, we are talking about one of the biggest ice fishing events in the nation. It's the 31st annual Brainerd JC's Ice Fishing Extravaganza coming up Saturday, January 30th. We have tournament chair Benji Tennis joining us. Benji, thanks for taking the time today.
Anytime.
So I said it was one of the largest ice fishing events in the nation. I don't think that's in dispute. The question is, where does it rank? Do you know?
We don't know. We don't have exact numbers comparable to other tournaments, but we always call ourselves the largest charitable ice fishing tournament, just to clarify.
Okay. Yeah, and it's big. Typically, how many people do you have in that event?
Usually we have around 10,000 people.
And normally that's out on Gull Lake?
Yep, on Gull Lake and the Holm Day Bay.
Okay. And we've got changes this year. We're gonna get into all of that in just a bit. But let's kind of review this event. As we noted, it's the 31st annual, and like we said, it's become one of the biggest events in the nation as far as ice fishing goes. Did it start humbly, or has it always been kind of a big deal?
It started humbly. They started the tournament to help the community out, because up in Brainerd, in the wintertime, we lose all of our summer vacationers, everybody who comes up for the summer, we kind of lose all that attraction. So back in 1991, a group of JCs got together and figured out a way to bring more people up in the Brainerd Lakes area and to not only help charities and other organizations up here, but also help the community out with the restaurants, the bars, and hotels and stuff like that.
How do you think this thing got to be so big?
I just think it's one of the wonders of the world. I don't know. People just like to get out and compete for a truck and 150 other prizes.
Well, I think, you know, obviously everybody knows where Brainerd is. It is a huge gathering place for vacationers all over the nation and world in the summertime, certainly. So it wasn't like they didn't know where Brainerd was. It was just a way to get some of those people who like to fish, maybe to fish at a different time of year up there.
Exactly.
And like you say, it's got to the point where there's at least 10,000 people there every year, and a lot of big prizes. But this year, we have to do it a lot different because of COVID-19. So let's find out what you guys have come up with for this year.
Yeah, so we've had to jump through a couple of loops to get to where we are today, but we're positive. We think it's going to be a good turnout. What we had to do is go virtual, per usual.
Uh-huh.
And this year we're allowing all of our participants to fish any public water in the state of Minnesota. So you can fish up in Bemidji up there, you can fish on Gull Lake, you can fish down by Mankato, St. Cloud, Wilmer, where are you?
Wherever there's a public access.
Pretty much, yep. Wherever you can get on the lake. And yet, the cool thing about this year, for the first time in 31 years, you can fish inside your fishing shack, whether it's an ice castle or a clam pop-up, or if you want to just put a bucket on the ice and drill a couple holes, throw a tip-up out, watch your tip-ups, hang out with some buddies, grill some brats. Okay. So that's a cool aspect this year. We also partnered with an app called the Fish Donkey app.
Mm-hmm.
And what that is, it's an app that you take a picture of your fish on a bump board, measure it to the closest quarter inch, take a picture with the app, and register it through the app. So the cool thing about this app is you can't take a picture from your phone from like the weekend before measuring a fish and upload it to the app. You have to take a picture with the app. It's kind of like when you do a mobile deposit with a check.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's going to deter some people from, you know, thinking they can go out the weekend before and catch a bunch of monster fish and take pictures of those, but that's not how it's going to work. So that we're going by length this year. Typically, we go by weight, but with the app and measuring it, we have to go by length.
Okay.
So with it, a skilled tournament, what we did is we took 500 spots, so the top 500 longest fish on the leaderboard. We took all 150 prizes and scattered them at random spots on all the 500 spots. So you don't know. If you catch a fish and it measures in the top 500, you don't know if you're going to win a prize until the very end.
Okay.
It could be one spot away from the truck. Another cool thing we did this year is we took the truck from number one and placed that at 128. So it gives people better odds to get that truck instead of having the biggest fish. You have to get 128th biggest fish. So I don't know how people would think they could beat the system that way, but
okay.
We did that, and we also moved the ice castle that's usually in 100th place to 500th place. So you could watch your name on the leaderboard get dropped and dropped, and you get close to that 500 spot, and you're hoping you get dropped a couple more to get that ice castle, and kind of adds a little more fun in the tournament.
So as you're measuring fish, it just keeps tabs of your largest fish?
Correct. We'll have a crew of Brainerd JCs checking, verifying pictures, and with a Fish Donkey app, it'll sort through your biggest fish, and it'll register that one biggest fish.
Okay. And when you got 10,000 people or so fishing, catching a bunch of fish, even if you're catch yours early and you're sitting there near the top of the leaderboard, that doesn't necessarily mean you're gonna be staying up there in the top 10. You might get down to that 500 spot or that 128th spot by the time it's all said and done.
Correct.
Yeah.
And this year we're only allowing six fish species to be registered, and those six species will be a northern, a walleye, tulipy, perch, sunfish, and crappie.
Okay. So are there different categories, or is that just...
Six. Nope, so all the fish will be into one category. We are doing a fun little tournament. We're doing the largest species of each fish. We'll win a plaque and a ticket for the 2022 tournament.
Okay.
That we're calling that the large fish, large species tournament.
How has the registration been so far?
It's been good. So what we did this year, since we started selling paper tickets and all the fleet farms around the state, and then we had to go virtual, so we had to kind of figure out how to do that. And if you have a paper ticket, what you want to do is download the Fish Donkey app, find the paper registration, Ice Fishing Extravaganza paper registration, register your ticket through there, we'll verify it, then you can go and register on the actual Fishing Donkey Ice Fishing Extravaganza app.
Okay. We actually did a tournament here with the United Way this summer, a bass/walleye tournament, two different categories using a Fish Donkey app. It's a great app. It's pretty cool. It's pretty easy to figure out.
And they've been great working with us. We've had a wheel and deal some things with them, but we're doing good. We're doing good.
Okay. Well, what are some of the people who benefit or organizations that benefit from the money raised at the event?
So we have 50-plus charities, organizations around the Brainerd Lakes area, anywhere from the Boy Scouts to the Brainerd Ski Loons, and our biggest contributor or biggest beneficiary is Confidence Learning Center, which is a camp for people with developmental and cognitive disabilities up here in the Brainerd Lakes area.
And is this just something that's developed over the years, people the JCs work with on a regular basis? Is there a process people go through to say, hey, we'd like to maybe be considered for some of the money?
Yeah, so at the end of the year, we always ask for a donation slip, so it's kind of a application you fill out. But a lot of the organizations that we donate to actually come out and volunteer day of, or they're out selling raffle tickets for us. They're volunteering, coming out cleaning the ice after the tournament. Stuff like that. So we kind of accumulate a lot of volunteers, and that's who we donate back to. Say, also, speaking of raffle tickets, some of the charities who are out selling raffle tickets for us, we do a cool thing. We do a 50-50 split. So $10 a raffle ticket, they get to keep 5 of the 10. So that's another way they can raise money for themselves.
Benji Tennis, my guest. He is the chair of the 31st Annual Brainerd JCs Ice Fishing Extravaganza. We got a lot more to cover with Benji next on Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors. This is Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors. I'm Kev Jackson. My guest today is Benji Tennis. He is the tournament chair of the upcoming Brainerd JCs Ice Fishing Extravaganza, a virtual statewide event this year due to COVID-19. So I'm sitting up here in Bemidji, Minnesota. I think I want to get involved in the tournament this year. How do I purchase a raffle ticket?
Fleet Farms in Minnesota sell raffle tickets. Otherwise, there are a handful of charities and organizations in the Brainerd Lakes area that are selling raffle tickets. So that's the way you'd get a raffle ticket. You can't sell them online.
All right. And but we can register online for the event itself?
You can register with the Fish Donkey app for the fishing tournament.
Okay. So, just download the Fish Donkey app, find your tournament, and you register through there. That's slick.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. And also with that, so you can register for the tournament, which is a $50 ticket, and then you can also buy the Catch of the Day sticker, which is a $5 extra ticket.
And
through the Fish Donkey app.
Okay, and how much is the tournament itself?
The tournament itself is $50.
Okay, $50. And is there a obviously there's a time frame in which you have to fish?
Yep. So we kept our same time frame, 12 to 3 o'clock. So the app will go live at 12. That's when you start registering fish, and we'll accept fish registrations between 3 and 3:15, because we know there will be some lag time with the internet and stuff like that. So we're trying to give some leeway.
Obviously, this is not the first time you've had to redo the tournament. I think there are a couple of other times you've had to move to different locations for different reasons, right?
So we moved it once, and then we had to postpone it, I believe, twice.
Okay.
The past 3 years because of ice regulations. And that was one thing that we weren't real worried about is this year we had an extra week in January. It's always the last Saturday in January. Obviously, this January is the 30th. That Saturday, so we had a whole extra week to make ice up, so we were pretty happy about that. And then the whole COVID thing happened, and we had to start thinking on our feet. So,
well, there won't be too many people on any one particular sheet of ice for the tournament this year.
No, we still believe that some people are still going to come up to Gull Lake and fish. I was talking with Grandview Lodge, who is one of our major sponsors, and they haven't had any cancellations yet, as far as I know.
Okay,
so there's still people going to be coming up to the Brainerd Lakes area fishing, I believe.
The tournament, again, has been very, very successful. This will be a different vibe, though. I mean, one of the things that that made that thing so amazing was, you know, I've seen the drone shots, you know, and before that, airplane shots of just all those people and that whole social atmosphere. And some of that's obviously not here this year, and that'll be missed, no question.
Yeah, that's definitely one thing that we're going to miss for sure, is the camaraderie of everybody. The day of, when you see everybody out there and driving around on side-by-sides, just checking everybody out, waving, talking to participants. It's going to be missed, but we'll see them through pictures.
And the great thing is it sounds like you still had a lot of great support from the business community to make this thing happen.
Yep. All of our sponsors are still on board. They're actually pretty excited to be involved in a big tournament again, and they're just glad we didn't have to cancel.
For those who, again, don't have Fish Donkey app yet but live in an area where there's a Fleet Farm, you can actually purchase a actual ticket for the tournament there?
Correct. You still can go to Fleet Farm and buy an actual ticket. I would recommend right now, since we're 20-some days out, that they just register, buy a ticket through the Fish Donkey app. It's the same thing. It's just an extra process, because if they buy a paper ticket, they'll have to take a picture of it through the Fish Donkey app, send it in, we'll have to verify it, then contact them that they've got verified, and then they can go in with the code and enter their ticket code to be entered in the tournament. So instead of doing all that process, I would encourage people right now, because we're getting so close, is just to go to the Fish Donkey app if you plan to fish it, register through the Fish Donkey app, and that's how you're going to pay with a credit card through the Fish Donkey app.
As you get ready for this tournament, and we talked about it a little bit earlier, but do you feel like you're at about the same pace as usual, ahead, behind? Where are you at right now?
It's tough to say. We're obviously a little behind from what we can tell. We have a certain number we want to hit, and we're approaching that pretty quick right now. We're thinking, you know, week of, a couple days before, the Fish Donkey app applications will kind of just, the registrations will just skyrocket, we're hoping, because people are probably just waiting on ice conditions and whatnot.
Sure.
See what the weather's doing, but weather shouldn't really play a factor, because you could be inside a fish house or, you know, a little shanty.
Now, do they have to let you know what lake they're fishing?
So the Fish Donkey app, when they take the picture, will have a time stamp so we know when they caught it. That's for like a tiebreaker.
Uh-huh.
And then they also have a GPS locator too to know what lake they're on.
Okay. All right. But it's you're not required to say, well, I'm only, you know, can you, and typically you can't with the way you normally run the tournament, but can somebody move from one lake to another during the course of the day? Is that okay?
I would assume that's possible, yeah.
Okay. That's going to take a lot of chunk of time out of your fishing time if you're moving from one lake to another.
But yeah, if you start on one lake and then you got to pack up and drive to another lake and then pop some holes and find your depth and find the fish, I would recommend just sticking to one lake and trying to find your hot spot.
That's right. Do your homework ahead of time. Find out where they're biting and
exactly.
Go for it.
Yep.
Is there any one area you're seeing most of your registrations come from right now?
No. Actually, it's all over. We're getting some from Wisconsin, Dakotas, all over Minnesota. We even have some from Texas coming up.
But they do have to fish on a Minnesota lake, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. Minnesota lake, Minnesota rules, all that type of stuff.
Yep, so all the Minnesota DNR rules apply. We are a catch and release. I want to clarify that, so be good stewards of the fishing industry and catch your fish, release them. It is a fun tournament. It's all for charity. JCs don't keep a dime of it, so, yeah, that's my little spiel.
Okay, tell me a little bit about the JCs. Obviously, they've got a lot of manpower or person power to pull this off every year. How many members are there in the Brainerd JCs?
In the Brainerd JCs, we have, I think, 90, and out of those 90, we have anywhere between 40 and 50 that are on the Ice Fishing Extravaganza Committee. Out of those 40 to 50, we have maybe 20 or so that are pretty hardcore on the committee. The rest of them kind of show up day of, and they have their day of tasks that they do. There's some of us that are actually, myself included, we start way back in June talking with sponsors and stuff. So, I mean, we've been working at this thing for quite a while. We get about a month break from May to June, and then we're back at her.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, I mean, you can't possibly do a tournament on this level without basically having it go all the time. Something's got to be going, yeah, working on it all the time. One thing you won't have to do is drill 10,000 holes.
That's what we're looking forward to. I kind of feel bad for the hole drillers that when they come out and volunteer, they usually receive a free ticket, and unfortunately there's no possibility for that to happen this year.
Right.
There's no holes to be drilled.
Yeah, well, it'll be better for their shoulders, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, it'll save a little workout.
Anything else you want to say to anybody up here in our neck of the woods that might be interested?
Nah, good luck. Get out, do your homework, like you said. Find your hot spot, get your ticket, enjoy the day.
All right, and again, get that Fish Donkey app if you don't have it already. I do, as a matter of fact, because of the tournament I was in this summer, and it's a great app, and I think it's a good way to go. Maybe, you know, you might find in the future, even when you reconvene on one lake, it might still be easy to use that app, too.
It's one of the things that we've been talking about, too, if we keep up with it or we go back to normal. Obviously, I think going back to normal and keeping tradition is on top of the list right now, but we'll see how this year goes.
What I'm finding with the way the world has developed in this last year, we're finding ways to find the best of both worlds, and, you know, that might be what you're looking at in the future.
Yeah, you know, you got to find the best of the situation.
31st Annual Brainerd JC's Ice Fishing Extravaganza. It is Saturday, January 30th. It is on Fish Donkey app, and you can fish any lake you can get on in the state of Minnesota from noon to 3 on the 30th. Did I miss anything?
No, I think that's it.
All right. Benji Tennis, he is the chair of the 31st Annual Brainerd JC's Ice Fishing Extravaganza. Benji, thanks for your time today. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
This has been Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors, sponsored by Clearbrook Electric, Timberline Sporting Convenience and Black Duck, Pepsi Nye Bottling in Bemidji, Bind and Lock and Key, your home for Liberty Safes, Ace on the Lake on Lake Bemidji's South Shore, and DS Beverages, your Anheuser-Busch distributor in Paul Bunyan Country.
At Rural First, we're the leader in rural construction loans because we don't work here. We work out here. We live rural, which means we know just what you need to build rural. Our dedicated team of loan specialists works with you throughout the construction process. And with our digital tool, you can manage your project all in one place. That's how Rural First gets you closer to what matters. Rural First is a registered trademark of Farm Credit Mid-America. NMLS 407249. Equal housing lender. Loan subject to approval and eligibility. Other terms and conditions may apply. Visit ruralfirst.com for more details.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.